This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Trouble me, don't get in my way. I come upon
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks in Arnold. Come on by and have some of this homemade bratwurst. The cookies and the gooey butter cookies are made in the store, and they are sensational. They have chocolate-dipped strawberries made in the store for Valentine's Day. And then very soon, February 27th, the Boar's Head Deli coming to this Schnucks in Arnold. Martin, I know you sampled one of those chocolate brownies up there. That looked pretty
good.
Wow.
The chocolate brownie and then sort of a gooey butter cake. Cookie. I've been cutting back a little bit lately.
I tuna stuff. Sorry. I don't know.
Cutting back a little bit lately, but not today. I've been sick for a couple of days.
I know.
Little DayQuil, NyQuil, and you just kind of feel terrible. And I'm pretty sure, Frank, you feed a cold.
Feed a cold, starve a fever?
We think. Yes. But then the other day, Charlie and I kind of came up with you just feed everything, we think, when in doubt.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
What I loved about the last half hour, Tuna and Strick sort of team up. And they kind of look at each other. Anything Martin or Frank says is stupid or boring, and we're total homers. By the end of their segment, when they got to go, then they turn on each other. It's sort of like we're on this deserted island, and at the end they cannibalize one another, and then Frank and I are like, oh, here, at least we're rid of them.
Just think of, like, the unpopular and the stances they take, and the stances that are not with most right-thinking people and sports fans. Like, for instance, like, he's crying watching Kroenke, you know, get the trophy. Andy believes the Blues will win the Stanley Cup, and they're a great team, and wins don't matter. And the Billikens at 14-5 are a terrible team. I mean, just
well, yeah, it's funny that he made fun of the Duquesne loss, but the Blues lost to the Kings earlier this
yeah.
week,
which statistically are the worst.
Which
team.
Is a significantly worse loss than losing to Duquesne in college basketball.
Here's a Ram moment that I think would be worse. And I think this is possible. Worse than Kroenke holding up that Halas trophy. What if Isaac Bruce is asked to present the Lombardi to Kroenke? There was a story online last night that said Jack Youngblood was the Rams' choice. I guess you submit a player to be the guy, right?
I saw this story too, but apparently they're telling him no.
And the league said Jack Youngblood can't do it because he never won a championship. I'm like, oh, come on. Don't you think at this point, they said it could be Isaac Bruce. I asked Tiffany, who runs the Bruce Foundation, and she said there was some early talk about it, but we haven't heard anything.
Wait, what if
So the bottom line is it have to be a St. Louis Ram then.
If it has to be a champion.
Oh, gosh. Well, it can't be Marshall.
What if a team that never won a Super Bowl wins it? Like, what if the Lions win the Super Bowl next year?
And they don't have a former champion?
Yeah.
They'll bring out Barry Sanders and just say, here,
what
just
a dumb
because.
Rule.
Milk Plum.
Don't you think it's an L.A. moment at this point? Shouldn't it be a Jack Youngblood or a Vince Ferragamo or somebody?
Yeah, Pat Hayden. Actually, Ferragamo would be the guy because he took him to the NFC Championship game.
And they went to the Super Bowl with him and what? No, I think they went. Was he the quarterback in 79 when they lost?
And he played well in the game,
lost
too.
Lost to the Steelers.
Good, yes. What,
you talk about stupidest moves in the history of sports. After Vince Ferragamo led them to the Super Bowl, that – idiot Ray Malavasi the next year says 5'2" Pat Hayden is my starting quarterback after what Ferragamo did.
That's right.
It's a lot of Italian on Italian crime.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Malavasi ran off Ferragamo.
Oh, it's the worst.
I think I wrote a letter to Sports Illustrated because I was defending.
Did it get published?
I should know if it did or didn't.
Of this letter?
I got to go back because I was very upset at how they covered the Rams. I was 10, 11 years old, and they gave the Rams no chance. They're playing the Steelers. And I was mad at their bias that they showed towards the Steelers, and they favored them. Or I don't know why that got me so worked up, but at that moment I was rooting for the Rams. But anyway, it's a stupid rule. If they win, shouldn't – and the L.A. audience is the one that's going to be most excited. You're not catering to a St. Louis crowd. People in L.A. saw 1 year of Isaac Bruce. That's not their guy.
Yeah.
I mean, even Eric Dickerson, although he had a bad exit.
Yeah, but he has kind of become Mr. Ram in terms of.
I mean, if anything, he helped him fire Jeff
Fisher. Yeah.
And he's around a lot. Who should do it?
McCutcheon, Les Josephson. Oh, wait a minute. Is there any Fearsome Foursome member left? Deacon's no longer.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think Rosie Greer is still around.
Is he? Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one.
That would be a tough walk, though. He's probably in his mid-80s.
Right.
I mean, you got to remember, he was next to Bobby Kennedy when he got shot in 1968.
Wow. I interviewed him in Oxnard 3 years ago. I think it's Jack Youngblood is a fine choice, and that just shows how stupid the league is. If they're like,
are you absolutely certain that they said? Oh, well, wait a minute,
Jimmy.
I saw this last night.
It wasn't Pro Football Talk.
No,
it was a football website.
Right,
and that said the Rams' choice for. And again, this is who cares material, but I think for St. Louis fans, if you tune in and see it, you're like, oh no. And Isaac's been great to our town. He loves coming back. And I don't know if you can say no if they ask you to do it.
Yeah, but it could be Isaac Bruce weekend, too. You know?
That's another thing. If he gets elected, then.
But wait a minute. You can't put him out there if he probably doesn't make it because he'll be so disappointed. You know?
Yeah, if I don't make it in, if I'm him, I get on the plane and leave.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is the Patriots are going to win the damn Super Bowl, so we don't have to worry about it, right?
Who do they take? They got Brewski one
year.
They
got a lot of options,
yeah,
don't they?
Gosh.
I didn't realize that was a rule.
It won't be Drew Bledsoe. It's still a little awkward, no. I think.
Pro Football Journal, NFL says Jack Youngblood not a champion. If Rams win Super Bowl, Rams wanted Youngblood to present. Nope, says NFL, has to be someone with a ring.
But that doesn't make sense.
That is crazy.
Because there are a ton of teams.
What happened when the Rams won it in 34?
Yeah, I don't remember even.
I think Mike Tirico
did it.
Mike Tirico give it to him?
Yeah, at that point.
I think the idea is a good idea. It's
like
kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, did Joe Namath do it 1 year? Let's see. I'm trying to think of who you've seen.
Well, then who would have done it last year for the Eagles? That was their first Super Bowl.
Right.
I was just.
If their rule were in
Bill
Berge? Place.
I think they just let Sal Palantonio do it. He was standing there anyway. Mr. Eagle, Sal Palantonio. And the ratings is a nerd thing that only TV people care about. By the way, Charlie Tune is pacing back and forth.
He's been waiting for the brats.
Oh.
The brats are here. Very nice.
I've been seeing this, too. I'm like, what is he doing?
He's literally in front of the table here, back, forth. But I can't wait to see the ratings. I realize most people don't care about that. I think they will be higher than people admit ahead of time. When everybody says, like Frank's poll, where it's 70% won't watch, there's no chance that's happening. Now, will they be record-setting local numbers? Maybe not, because you will have some – there'll be some folks who have a watch party and they'll play movies or do some silly things. But for the most part, I think if you really hate them, you'll watch to see them lose.
Absolutely. You become a passionate Patriot fan.
If you, check your phone in the second quarter and it's 21-0 New England, you're turning the game on if you hate the Rams.
Right. You try
just
not
to see
to
how
watch
bad it gets.
Once you hear –
All right, let's take a short time out before we go to break.
Unrelated to the brats being brought out.
Yes.
Hold on. That was – I forgot about our rule. And Tom doesn't realize this. When the food arrives, Frank turns, comments that the food's there, suddenly loses all interest in whatever topic at hand, and then within another minute – and the guys back in the studio are like, we're not really up against a break. And Frank said, no, we are. We've got a sports update, don't we?
In fact, some gentleman walked by while I was sampling some of this great fresh fruit, and he said, all you do is eat.
Frank's like, how about we re-rack our visit with Chris Kerber from the other day for the next 10 minutes.
All right. McBride Homes is Missouri's largest home builder. They have a great deal for you during the New Year's sales event. Buy a new McBride home for a limited time. Get 2018 pricing. That's right. This is your last chance at 2018 pricing, and McBride has nearly 100 market homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous savings. Celebrate with McBride. Go to McBrideHomes.com. Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. Their Digital World program provides students with free iPads loaded with textbooks with more than 150 apps. Go to Maryville.edu. Let's take a short time out. We'll be right back.